Woke up in the light of a sky unknown, lost in a land where legends are grown. The wind whispers secrets of destiny's vow. No turning back, it all starts now. Unseen, fate handed us keys to a war machine. Mountains will shake under each step we take. One wrong move, our home's at stake. Another
everyone, welcome back to True Hero, a storyteller's tales, show, I guess, right? This is a show, right. That's what we're doing, right?
Yes.
I swear, sometimes I wonder if this is like some sort of database memory that I don't... Anyways, let's go on to this. So this this is a game that's called... we're using the system called Gates of Crystallia. It's based around JRPGs, anime... It's a really amazing game. You guys should check it out. It's down in the link below. But we're going to get right into it as the party has just recently spoken to Tsukiyomi, the god of the moon, and the kind of guide of their world, who had summoned them, doing a ritual that is almost forbidden in some facets in the realm of the gods. But it was something that needed to be done because of a darkness that had... started to consume the next world. Tsukiyomi's sister, Crystallia, who has gone missing, cannot protect the world, and so Tsukiyomi, not being able to really do anything, has summoned forth those who have the seed of power that within them. Though your world cannot kindle and grow this seed, this world can. So he sent you there and asked you, which you all accepted and agreed to become heroes and save this world by defeating the darkness that has corrupted very influential beings and defeat these towers that have erupted, these crystalline towers, across the land and now slowly seep out the darkness beneath. So that is kind of the general point of what you guys are, in a way, experiencing. Like, you just got brought into a new world. And then, I think, yeah, it was Reuben who was told he used to be in another life, Genghis Khan, in another life, Alexander the Great, and Rain was told she was Oppenheimer. But now you were all transported to this world, brought down with an item in your hand, with a weapon in your hand, and... told off in the distance, there is somebody who needs to be saved. With the blessing of Tsukiyomi, you arrive in the world. And indeed, down the road, you can see a cart pulled by a young man who seemed to be delivering goods to the nearby larger city is being held up by a group of bandits, threatening his life if he does not give them the money he... retreat he got, or all of the goods that he has. And it does seem like he has a few crates of goods that he wasn't able to sell. And this man is probably around the ages of 14 to 16. So what would you guys like to do? Would you like to charge in and help him, or leave him to his demise?
Being asked to help, I guess, yeah, I'd probably start running up.
No, let him die.
Let him die. I have no ties to this
I'm going to go approach.
Yes, you're muted.
Yeah. Myth, you're muted.
Forgot I was muted.
She was reciting poetry right now, guys.
No, I was not. I said I'm not gonna let the pretty boy school child run off alone.
He's got a cell phone.
He starts running off, and I'm like, fucking kids, man. And I
and I'm right. I start running out of the room.
Very well.
Oh god.
All right.
Yoshi just sighs and shakes his head, and he begins very casually walking along behind these two that are just charging headlong into this fray.
I'm a hero.
I'm a hero. With my shield up.
I think I'll be walking with you.
All right. Well, as you all approach, you hear one of the bandits say, you don't hear, but you more like see and hear. As one of the bandits looks back and looks at all of you and swiftly turns around pointing a crossbow at you, going, boss, the boys got backup, I guess.
I'm gonna like slowly step up and I'm like, yes, we are friends of this merchant. You don't want to fight all of us, would you?
There's like,
you can leave him be, right?
There's like five of them looking at all of you. Well, there is just one more of you, as the bandit, as this the leader of this group says. So, in all honesty, you all don't look very heavily armed. I think our odds are pretty good, since we have armor and weapons, and you seem to just have weapons. And this boy,
I say nay to you, an evil doer.
Is your ally okay? Did he hit his head?
He's all right.
What?
They don't talk like how they do in video games. God damn it.
What seems to be a problem here exactly?
Oh, no real problem. We're just, you know, I mean, it's pretty obvious what we're doing. Yes, it's very obvious what we're doing. We're stealing from this young lad.
But why?
Because we're criminals. And it's easy. And he has money and he has goods. You know, I don't really need to explain the obvious to you. You know, I wasn't a captain of the obvious army, so let's just say, give us everything you have. You look like you're wearing some strange clothing, so maybe you're from another land.
I'm gonna look at him. You know, you can make money by exploiting the masses through business. You don't need to, you know, steal it off of their backs or whatever. Take it from me. I've made money off of a lot of people on the internet.
Yeah, just shoot him. Okay, boss. As a shot is fired at you, Reuben. That is going to be a quick shot, which is going to be,
do I pull a card against him?
Yeah, you can do a defense. Okay. So, quick
shot. Are we doing
an
initiative or anything?
Well, not just yet, this is a preemptive strike. Okay. Alright, ready?
Yep.
Alright, I'm doing quick shot, I got a heart, a six of hearts.
And I'm going to do Serpent's Bite. I got a Jack of Hearts.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, yeah, you beat me.
So. And Hearts is my, what's it called? The
Blessed
favorite.
Seed?
Blessed Seed.
Hearts my Blessed Seed, so it does double damage.
Awesome. And is it the Blessed Seed of the ability?
Yes. And so Serpent's Bite does, he's immobilized for two scenes. He takes four damage. That's it. He takes four damage and he's immobilized for two scenes.
All right. So he takes four damage. All right. So he's... Okay. Sounds good. All right. Now we roll initiative.
Okay.
Okay. So...
Oh.
They have an automatic initiative of 9.
Top card, right?
Focus. I'm guessing.
I got an ace.
The face bar does not work there.
Yeah, you just roll the top card and add your your agility.
Yeah, I got plus agility, so total 3.
I got minus. No, I got plus 1. So
yeah, this is the bottom
one. Ace is.
Your blur is kind of blurring it out.
Yeah, I know. It's an ace of spades.
Okay. 4.
I got a 4 of hearts.
All right, so we're gonna go. Who has the highest? So we have an ace, who's an automatic like critical success. So. Was it of your blessed...
We have 2 aces.
Okay, but...
Nora got an ace as well.
Is that of your blessed seed?
No.
Is that of your blessed seed, Nora?
No.
Okay, then you two can either decide. You two can pick who goes first between you two.
We also had agility, right?
Yes.
I have plus one.
I have zero.
Okay, so it will be.
So you can go first.
Okay. Then.
Which is fine. Right, I'm a support anyways.
All right. So, what's the next highest card?
I think Matt and I got a jack.
Yeah, both you both. Two got a jack. Are any of those of your blessed seed? I mean, of the yours is okay. Then, well, actually, I think it has to be of the diamonds to get critical. So, is it of the diamonds?
Mine's not.
No.
No. Okay.
Mine's a heart.
Then you add your initiative, your agility bonus, and tell me what that is.
So that's a plus two for me.
Okay, so a jack is an 11. So then it goes. Okay, so goes Yoshi, then Clara. Okay. Anyone have a higher than a 9? That's not. No. Okay, so then bad guys are 9.
Rain, then me.
And then Rain.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 5 total with my
and
agility
then
adder.
And Ashton.
I got a 3 in total.
Okay, awesome. So first up is going to be Ruben. Ruben, you're up.
Okay. This guy is immobilized right in front of me now. So I'm going to just step away from him. You know, not be right up next to him while he's stunned. And then I'm going to just forego my CT. Oh, I'm drawing my 5 cards. I'm going to forego my CT. And I'm going to give Yoshi my class ability, Divine Blessing. So you get to choose the desired suit of the next card you use.
Okay.
Okay.
And then that will be my turn.
All right, next up is going to be Nora. Nora, what are you going to do?
I am going to summon my aquatic crab.
All right, as a little spout of water, like, erupts from the ground, out spits a rather large crab. As it hits to the ground with large pincers, it snaps in anger as its little crab eyes squint with aggression towards the enemy. All right, and is that your turn? I mean, I believe that's your turn. It takes up your thing, so. All right, moving on to Yoshi.
All right. So, after hearing this bandit leader just say, you know what, just shoot him, and seeing him attack one of these guys, Yoshi's going to rush to the bandit leader, and he's going to use his paralyzing thorn.
Very well. I will defend with... I wish all these right. weren't so faded. With a lightning assault. So,
okay.
All right, ready?
Yep.
You guys all drew your hand, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Five cards. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I got... Okay. I got a 5 of hearts. So, what did you get? A king of diamonds, all right. So, do you want to put any support cards with that? To make a combo?
Actually, yes.
Right,
I will.
What combo are you going for?
Going for Omen of Power, so 2 cards of the same value. I've got a 4 of clubs and a 4 of spades.
Very well. Okay. And I believe that CT is of the proper kind, right? Or is it not? Of your blessed.
Since
CT?
I have that.
I gave
Since
him
I
a
have
buff.
That boon from him, so yes, I'm
okay.
going to say yes it is.
Okay, so
for
it'll be critical damage. Alright, and the effect will go off, so what's the damage and what's the effect?
3 plus 1. He's stunned for 2 rounds.
So the damage, so your CT bonus doesn't go to your damage.
Okay. Just so it's 3 to... plus 1. Or, yeah,
well, the
it's
plus
3
1
damage.
From the combo, though.
Oh, yes, of the combo.
Yeah, 3 plus 1 from the combo. So,
and then doubled because it's a crit.
It's critical. So then That is a... So the plus one doesn't get doubled. So it's
yeah,
three,
so
six,
it's six
seven.
Plus one.
Yes. So seven. So, okay.
And remind me about this. As an assassin, once per combat, I can call critical as well, right? So can I double that critical that I just got?
I don't believe you could necessarily make it a quadruple.
Well, he used the blessed seed. The ace is a critical, so he can make it an ace for a critical, technically. Because the blessed seed is not a critical. The blessed seed is the double damage, and then a critical is an ace, which is double damage as well.
Well, that's quadruple damage. So the blessed seed makes it doubled, and then having it as an ace of any kind makes it a double. And but
so
if
does
it's
his
an ace
thing
of
from
a
his class, does his crit of thing of his class make it a crit for like an ace, or is it a blessed seed?
I
gave him the blessed seed, and then he can crit with that.
I think
once
it just makes
encounter,
it.
Once per encounter, the assassin can declare the damage of their combat technique as critical damage, even if the primary card is not an ace.
Okay, then yes. Well,
I have a quick thing.
What's up?
So we can quadruple damage then, right?
Yes.
Yeah. If you hit an ace of your blessed seed, it's quadruple damage. If it's an ace of not your blessed seed, but it's still an ace, you're still critical. Mm-hmm. It's still critical. It's just not quadrupled.
So I can give Yoshi. Yeah, I gave Yoshi the thing that made his card the blessed seed, and now he's making it count as an ace for a critical.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. It's quadruple damage.
Now, if we're wrong with that, viewers, and you've been playing the system and you know if it is or not is, let us know.
Please
in
let
the
us
comments. Because we're learning this system as we go, and so hopefully we've done some things right. And I'm going to be, obviously, I'm in contact with the people who created this, so I'll ask them, and going forward, if it's not right, then we'll fix it. But for right now, screw it. All right, yeah, you can make it quadruple. So, so that is going to be another 6 points. So,
yep.
That is going to be making that a 7. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that and then what's the effect on that ability?
He is stunned for 2 scenes, so the leader of the pack cannot move for 2 scenes.
All right, I need to find out. I can't remember. I gotta print that paper off of what stun does.
I have it printed.
You have it printed? That'll help a lot.
I have it printed.
I'm prepped for this.
I got this. Don't worry, guys.
Okay, so by the start of the turn, we shuffle one random card from his or her SC into the VE deck. That's what stun does. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so well, they might they don't have that. But so there's a monster version of stun.
Okay, well I don't have that.
Okay, I'll look that up. I'll have to look that up real quick. All right, so let's see here. That's right. Should be right above combat. Techniques. Crap. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's over by monsters.
It's in the statuses section.
I know, but I think the creatures ones are a
players.
Little bit different.
I agree.
Techniques, worlds, enemies. Because I know some of the enemies. Oh, here we go. Stunned can act only during its own turn, and even then only if it successfully passes a physical competence test with a difficulty value of 13. Okay.
Well, wait. That's a stun because
yes.
That's also what immobilized is.
Basically,
yeah, I did immobilize. I did immobilize on the range.
I'm just saying.
Die.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So. For special enemies, they will do that because they actually get a hand. But for standard enemies, they have to be a little bit different. So right here, if stunned, here, let me move it over for you who are seeing my shared screen. See? Stunned. It's different for standard enemies. So.
Wait, standard enemies, I think, don't get strategy cards, right?
Standard enemies do not get strategy cards. They also don't have a VE deck, really. Alright. Okay, so then, I can't defend with this person, and in order to do anything on their turn, they have to make a physical competence test just to be able to do anything in the first place. So, being stunned is very bad when it comes to staying alive. Alright, so after Yoshi is Clara.
Well, I'm seeing this all take place, so I spread my wings and take to the sky.
You are frozen,
and
camera-wise.
I blast celestial lightning to blind them, all five of them, for two scenes.
Alright.
Again?
No, your camera caught up. It's all good.
Okay. Did you hear what I said?
It was just for a sec.
No, we heard you.
All right. And it's rad as fuck.
Okay.
So what are you doing again?
But I'm doing celestial lightning. I went to the sky and went up, and I'm doing celestial lightning to blind them, all five of them, for two seconds. And I'm using a jack of diamonds.
Okay, and I have a jack of diamonds as well. And I am also using lightning assault. Quick shot. Because quick shot is range and you're attacking me from range. So who are you
okay.
attacking?
You're now, attacking three this targets, is right? The proper suit for this. Is that
It also thing? Is the proper suit for this. So it's both criticals.
Okay.
You should have a plus to your to hit.
Yeah, what's your CT bonus? Because theirs is plus two. But they're
plus,
also next to...
Mine's a plus one.
They also have two people next to them, so they get an automatic plus one, so they technically have a plus three.
You can add a support card. You can add support cards if you want to add to the to hit chance.
Oh,
you just have to use more cards.
Yeah.
Okay. How do I... I don't know how to do this.
Look on that list. Look on that list of the combos that we have right there.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do a support card setup, you need to do one of those combos.
Well, you
right
can.
There.
You can technically add, even if it's not one of these combos, you can add cards to make the value greater. Yes. You don't need.
So
to
you
do
could
the
just
combo.
Add. You could add even a two, and a two would add plus two to the chance to hit.
Yes. Right now, you're going to need to beat a 14, a 14 in order to win.
So if I do this,
you add a five. You will.
So
that would make
two.
Yours a 11 plus five is 16 plus your one is a 17. So you would win. Yes. But that has to be from your hand, so.
That is from my hand.
Okay. Alright, so then, you win.
Okay.
The only downside to doing that is that you used two cards instead of one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Okay. Alright, so they're blinded for two scenes.
Okay, they're blind. So, this targeted multiple people, right?
All five of them?
Okay, so one of them can't defend, one failed their defense. I got a six of diamonds, which doesn't succeed. A four of diamonds, which doesn't succeed. A nine, which doesn't succeed, of spades. And an ace of hearts, which does beat you.
Okay.
So, that one will be able to get something off and won't be blinded. But the other four are blinded. So, this is going to be a critical, but it's not a quadruple critical. And they are going to use, they're going to get up close to you. So they're going to get within melee range of you. So, this one is...
Flying, so...
It's anime.
I'm up.
Remember, it's anime. Yeah. So, they're going to get there.
Okay.
So, yeah. They launch up, leaping from one of the people who get blinded. They crouch down, so he bounces off of them, and as they go to, grunt and lift up, they springboard up at you to, do lightning assault on you, which is a melee, and it is going to do 6 points of damage, and is going to, the effect If acting before the target in the scene inflicts... Okay, so no, it does... Technically, the effect doesn't work. So, yep. But they, they deal 6 points of damage to you. And they're, like, clinged on to you now. So they're right there. Alright, next up is the bad guys. So let's see if the captain can do anything. His physical... toughness is the second one, right? I mean, the second from the bottom. Yeah. That is a three of diamonds, which doesn't work. So he can't do anything. On to the second one, who is blinded, so he'll have a -5 to his rolls here. I mean, to his card draws. But he's gonna do a quick shot on Clara, the one up in the air. That is a 10 of diamonds plus 3 because he's next to two individuals. That's going to be a 13. Minus 5 is a 7? Minus 5 is 7, right? Minus 6 is 11.
13 minus 5
is 8.
8.
8. Yeah. So, you can... I know I just did that entirely wrong, actually. You were supposed to wait, but you can choose to defend. You know what you have to beat. To be an 8.
Who's being attacked?
You.
Oh, sorry. I was doing something. Totally, I didn't hit anything. I was trying to figure out something.
You have to beat an 8.
Yeah, you have to beat an 8. You're being shot from down below.
I'm gonna jack.
Alright. Do you want, that beats the 8, so what, remember to pick your CT first, before you reveal your card. And then, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, I was not listening, I am so sorry, I was completely... Mm-hmm. Alright, so I'm being attacked.
Yeah, all right. And now you have to choose a CT. Remember to choose your CTs before you draw your... Before you show your card or reveal your card. So, go ahead.
Can you remind me what CT means? Okay, so that means like the technique I'm doing.
Combat technique. Yeah, CT.
Okay. I'm going to hit him with that jack. With Lance of Light. It's a melee attack.
So you're gonna fly down to him? Okay.
Oh wait, he flew down?
Well, no, you're being shot. Yeah. This is not the guy who's
in the air. You have a guy latched onto you, and then a guy on the ground shooting you.
Yes.
Oh, we got him. No, he's surprised. Okay, yeah, I guess I'll fly down. Hope the guy playing onto me falls off.
He's still there.
But I'm gonna hit that guy with this. And it ignores any absorption that he might have, so he takes 3 damage.
All right.
That guy does.
So now you are in melee range with all 5 of them now. All right, that was number 3.
Yay!
So you are brought him down to 17. What's up? Now it's on to the next bad guy.
But
it doesn't work like that, sadly.
I know. I wish.
All right. Well, seeing how you're in melee range.
I take an opportunity attack.
Well, no, it just means that, like, you just kind of... You can choose to distance yourself with a range of area effect spell, basically.
Reaction spell.
Oh, D&D. Let's see here. I don't know what to pick. I picked a card, but they don't... they just have a lot of ones where it's... All right. I'm going to do Sneaky Strike. As you fly down, one of them kind of, like... pops up behind his friend and just kind of like, as even blinded, just kind of just stabs willy-nilly towards your direction. That is a sneaky is a spade is a clubs, but this is a spade, but it's still a queen. So a queen plus 3, that's a queen is a 12, plus 3 is 15, minus 5 is 10. So what are you going to defend? Oh, I did that wrong again. I'm supposed to wait till she picks up to defend.
I was just going to say, so essentially I think you're going to be like, hey, I'm going to target you.
Yes.
Let's get this card down. Play war.
Okay, so what are you going to use to defend against 10? To try to beat a 10 and not...
You don't have to defend if you don't think you'll beat their value, because then you're using that card and you're taking the damage.
Yeah, so you can just take it.
Okay. I'll just take the damage.
All right, well, that triggers the effect as well, which puts you under the frightened for two scenes. So, if you could please read out what frightened does against the players. And you will also take 2 points of damage.
Can act only during his or her turn, and only if the character successfully passes a generic test with DV7.
Which basically means you draw a card, and then you don't add anything. Unless you have an ability that directly states that you do. Alright, well, that is number 4. Number 5 is going to attack Clara, because she... Actually, no, Yoshi, you're right there too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to attack Yoshi now. So now I'm doing this right. Yoshi, you're being attacked. Pick your CT you're going to defend with. I'm going to be doing Sneaky Strike.
I have a quick question.
What's up?
Aren't they stunned?
No, or blinded? The captain is blinded. Yeah, and blinded subtracts 5 from there.
The captain is blinded and stunned.
Yeah.
There is one immobilized by me, and then there's one stunned by him.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Yoshi, what did you pick?
I'm going to defend with Double Slash.
Very well. All right. I got a 7 of diamonds, which is not the
8
the
of
thing.
Spades.
All right, so you beat... Wait, what's your modifier?
It's a club is the modifier for it.
No, what is your CT bonus is what I mean.
Oh, my CT bonus is...
For this ability. Mine's a 3, which would put mine at 10. Minus 5, so 5. I guess you beat me anyways.
It's the bonus CTs section.
It's the 1.
Okay, so yeah, you beat me anyways, because I forgot I had a minus 5. So yeah, go ahead, do the... What's the damage? And you don't.
That's 4 damage.
Okay, cool, 4 damage.
Nothing special, no modifiers, anything like that, just 4 points of damage.
Alright, next is now Rain's turn. I think I fucking straight up skipped... No, Nora, you did something. That's right, you brought out your crab. All right, Rain.
I want to use Precision Strike on the captain.
Very well. He cannot defend, so...
Yeah, he can only act on his turn, so...
And that's if he succeeds. How many rounds does that go for? 2?
2.
It's been one... This is the first scene of that.
Rain's got
a block. Oh, yeah, he can't defend against you. You could have picked a 3 and still hit his ass.
Well, I went with the 9 because it's the only one I pulled of diamonds, and that's one of my blessed seeds.
Which
and the suit of the thing.
Yeah,
so
which creates it double to be damage. A critical. So it's a double damage, but you don't get an effect.
So, what?
You can only get the effects if it's a face card.
If it's a face card.
Yeah. Or an ace.
But so what is the damage?
But that's okay. He takes 8.
He's
total.
Dead.
She just... Nice. Headshot.
He just walks up to this guy and domes him in the face.
No, that's distance!
It's distance. So he's just like... Rain just pulls a gun out.
He hip fires this shit.
Just fucking pulls a gun out and goes, "Don't ever bring a fantasy to a gunfight." Bop.
360 no scope. She jumped and spit before she did.
Ever play Call of Duty? I have. All right. One of the guys right next to the bandit captain hears the gunshot go off, and then hears the and then the ground, him hitting the ground, and just you see silently. Yes, that makes me the captain now.
so you're next.
So that is now Rat's Rain's turn, so now it's Ashton's turn.
Okay, so
do we draw back to 5?
What?
Do we draw back to 5?
We're supposed to draw on our turn, no?
No.
You draw it's at one the card beginning of the scene.
And you draw one card unless you are missing all your cards, then you draw 2.
So we're all supposed to draw 5 plus 1?
You're supposed to draw 5 to start with, and then at the end, at the start of the new scene, At the new round,
everyone draws a
you
card.
Draw a card.
Okay. I was about to do it.
If you have no cards, then you draw two instead.
At the start of the round.
Yes.
At the start of the round.
So, paint this picture. Is there anybody stunned still? Or was that the guy that...
The guy that was stunned is dead. Four of them are blinded. You can see that their eyes are still, like...
There's
pitch
the
white.
One ranger that was immobilized by me.
Yeah, there's one
immobilized.
Bandit that's immobilized. Which, could you read what immobilized does for everyone?
It's the stunned condition that you have for normal NPCs. It's the same wording.
Okay. Stunned and immobilized are the same thing, yeah. For a monk, for standard monk.
Okay, so I'm picking...
I do have a question. because I didn't use any cards on my turn, will I still draw one?
Yes, you can have up to a maximum of 7.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna run up to the immobilized guy. Ah, oh, the power of a god, an enemy on my side! And I'm going to...
Tsukiyomi up at the top. I mean, he's not wrong.
Double slash on him. Just the state stuff. Put it out on me. I'm using both class specializations. So I get a +1 to
you
combat
are the
techniques.
Knight, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Choose a weapon type. I'm going to choose my sword. I get a +1 to combat techniques with it. And then combat style, receive a +1 to damage with a range. I'm going to choose melee range. So if I'm hitting anybody in melee and with my thing, I get a +1 to damage and +1 to...
To the hit. So you get a +1 to the to the hit, if for all you D&D nerds out there. And then +1 to the damage. So basically, damage modifier goes up by 1. And
since he's mobilized, it won't matter what I put.
It does not matter because he cannot stop you.
And then since it's a face, or it's not a face card, it's a 3 of
clubs. It's of your blessed seed. Okay, damage is critical.
Oh, damage is critical. Okay, so then I'm gonna do double slash.
The effect won't go off.
The effect will not go off.
Yep.
So damage is 4, 5 with that, with my little special thing. So 10 damage in total? Or is it base damage is critical?
Base damage is critical.
8.
Yeah. So 8. Okay, so it's 8 damage. Okay.
Plus that 1.
Plus the 1, so 19?
What? No?
What's the base damage?
Base damage is 4.
It's 4, so 8, and then the plus the 1 is 9.
9, yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Did I say 19?
No. I was wondering that too, but I'll take it if so.
I was smoking. Alright.
That's my double slash. That's all I can do.
Start of the new scene. Everyone, please draw a card. One card. If you have no cards in your hand, you draw 2. But other than that, just 1. Alright, top round. Ruben.
Okay. I see the... Captain is dead. Who was the guy who said that he was gonna be the captain now?
The immobilized one.
The immobilized one. I'm like, yes, you really should be the next captain. You're doing a great job.
Thanks,
and I'm
man.
To,
I don't feel like it. I feel like I can't really move, but it's like 1,000 pounds is on me.
As he's talking to me, I'm going to shoot him with a void's touch. I'm declaring a 10 of hearts.
Oh, well, I can't do anything, so go ahead.
Okay, so he takes 4 damage.
All right, ow, okay. That is puts him at 7 HP. All right, so next is Nora. Nora, you and your crab get to go.
Yep.
Give this man
the
crab.
Crab is going to run up to the guy that shot Clara.
Okay.
And attempts to use Crushing Claw.
Oh, reaches up. You're a man, right? Yeah. Not anymore. Alright, I will defend.
Got a 6 of diamonds.
With Sneaky Strike. Okay. I got an 8 of clubs, which is the Blessed Seed, but that is a 3 added to that, which makes that an 11, which cut down to 5 is a 6, which, what did you get?
This would be a 6 plus 2, so 8.
And, okay, do you want to add any extra cards or just do the damage. Oh wait, you're using your crab, so your crab. Yeah, your crab can't do that.
Yeah, the crab only uses one card.
Oh, you're lucky. If I wasn't blinded, I would have stabbed the shit out your crab. All right, yeah, go for it. What's the damage?
4.
Yeah, what does it look like when you're? Where does your crab crush? What does your crab?
It's gonna crush his shin.
Just so I can reach over and just.
Ow.
Oh, you capped the guy.
So how much damage does it do?
4.
To the knee.
Damn, okay.
I was
a bandit once, but then I took a crab to the knee.
Okay.
It was a sea crab, too. I don't even know what it was doing in the inlands. And now what does Nora do?
I'm far away from the guy, right?
Yeah, you're at range. Your crab moved in. It went and then snap.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it Zoidberged over.
I'm going to use Obsidian Blade on it with the Queen of Diamonds.
He will try. Well, remember to wait until I do the thing because I also got a Queen of Diamonds. But you. Okay. Let's see. I have a +3, which makes that a 15. Cut down is 10. I believe you still beat me, so.
And I have a +1 to it, too.
Yeah.
This is not the seed.
But the effect will still go off.
Because it's a queen system.
The effect will, but it will not critical.
Target is bleeding for 2 scenes.
All right. Hey, anybody with the conditions up?
Yes. Bleeding. At the end of the turn, discard 2 VE cards.
I believe bleeding.
So basically, VE is their life force as well.
Yeah,
so they'll just lose 2 health.
2 health. All right. So how much damage does?
And that one deals, 3.
And to the same target is the crab pinched one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that puts it down to 9 HP. All right. Okay. Next up is a Yoshi.
All right. Yoshi, seeing one guy drop and seeing another one get really badly hurt and seeing the angel girl having a guy try to latch onto her, is going to drop Cosmic Void Veil. I'm using a Jack of Hearts.
What does that do? Is that a
so
multi...
Cosmic Void Veil, I become concealed for 2 scenes. Basically, I turn invisible. And my next attack, I deal an additional 2 damage.
Oh, okay, so it's a self-effect card. Okay. Remember to say what the range is so that we can keep track of where you are.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. Okay, so, yeah, he uses that, so you just see this, like, puff of, like, shadows, and then he just kind of vanishes.
All right.
And that is going to be my turn. He is now invisible.
Okay, there was a big poof of smoke. Scenes. Clara, your turn. You just saw your new companion, I guess, Yoshi, just ninja smoke bomb out.
Well, that was great. So, can I move, even though I'm frightened? Can I move? Can I go back up to the air?
You can't do anything, technically. And to move, you basically are going to use a ranged CT. So, what does Frighten do again?
So, she just needs to draw the top card, and if it's more than a 7, she's not frightened anymore.
Okay.
If she's still frightened, she can't do anything this turn.
Okay.
Okay. Here's a question. I can cure myself from that, but I have to forego my CT. But if I do that, can I still move?
No. So, basically, moving in this game is using CTs.
There is no actual movement.
There is actually no movement action or movement method. So if you wanted
there
to
was
use...
something that specifically said that you can...
Move... Yeah, it tells you that
okay,
there is no...
To flee is replaced.
Yeah,
okay.
You can attempt to flee, which
okay,
is like getting
so
the hell out
I
of combat.
Will... Well, okay. I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah.
All right, so I will draw... Try to get rid of the frighten.
Okay, so general...
And
test, so you just
a general.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're...
That is a 9.
So, okay, you're not frightened anymore, so you can do something this turn.
Okay, well, I want to get up out
so
of melee.
So you need to use a range attack. either a distance of range, area range, or a ranged attack.
But curing herself.
No, she did the test. She didn't use. She didn't use that. Okay. She did the test.
I'm not planning on actually attacking in this round. I just want to get out of range. Can I do that?
Like, if you're doing a self-enhancing, could you, like, fly away while you're self-buffing something?
See, there's actually no necessary rules about the movement, so...
That's why I was trying to figure out what
it is. I think it's mostly just because...
Even if they're far away from you and they use a melee thing, it's like anime.
They're gonna get on you. There's no
movement is irrelevant.
Yeah, movement is irrelevant.
Yeah, it's not like with D&D where you can like disengage and get out of range of their attack.
So even if you did move away, they're gonna get to you. If they want to use a melee, they're gonna get into melee with you, no matter what. There's no like staying away kind of thing.
I still want to get out of melee range right away, so if they have to, if I can, then I can do that. Okay, so I just still don't understand how this works. But I have to use a face card in order to have an effect go off, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is... just asking that they're blinded. I'm not gonna blind them just yet. If I do that again, I guess I will just cast this. It's a shield. Vesteria's shield, and I gain absorption 3 for 2 scenes.
Okay.
And I will use my device to do that.
All right. Yeah, you get your shield up. Okay. Now it is the bad guys, and so. They can't find Yoshi, because he's concealed. Ruben, did you get up in melee range?
I used a distance attack.
Okay, distance. Nora, did you get into melee range? I know you.
I use distance.
Okay, but your crab's in range. I'm just trying to figure out, so, Clara, Crab, and Ashton. Alright, I think this...
What's up?
Oh, well, I just was trying to figure out. I am going to use a quick shot on... we're going to deal with the people from... a sneaky strike on Ashton for the first person. So...
Wait, before I put down my card.
Yep.
Is this the blind guy that's attacking me?
They're all blind.
They're all blind?
Well, for this turn.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. Don't tell me what to do. I got a card down.
Alright. I got a 7 of diamonds, which is not...
I should've...
But that's 3 plus, so that's 10 minus 5 is 5.
Okay, I'm gonna double slash him.
Oh. What'd you
King of Heart.
Oof, you're brutal. Okay.
That's not my suit, but he is going to take 4 damage plus the 1.
Okay.
And that is it, as I make an X on his chest.
So, he took... What is the base damage of double slash?
4.
Then the effect goes off, which deals half of the damage.
No, I would have to...
It's a face card.
Yes, it is a face card. Yes. So it's the 4 plus the 1 for that one. And since it is my... No, because the turn has to... I have to be the attacker for that.
Oh, that's
why. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, okay. Double slash, you have to be the attacker for the effect to go off.
All right. So, okay, then now it is 3 who is going to attack the crab.
Is this a normal attack?
This is a normal attack, and it's going to be a... he's going to be distancing himself a little bit by doing quick shot.
Okay.
So he moves out of the melee range with Ashton and Yoshi and the crab.
Okay.
I got a 9 of clubs.
Creature has resistance 2 against normal damage. Okay. I drew a 5 of clubs, which is the seed. I don't know if that makes a difference with it being a 5.
It'll just make the damage critical. What's its CT bonus for it? Because I have a total of 7.
Plus 1.
So I win still.
Even with the 2 resistance?
The resistance resists to the damage that it's going to be being done.
Oh, that's fair.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, so I still...
This one also targets 2 people.
Okay, well, who else are you targeting? Because they'll have to defend.
I know, so, it's just the only area attack that it has.
Well, this one attacks you at range. That's not a distance of range, right?
Then I guess it can't defend, because it only has a melee, an area, or a spell.
Well, you could run up in melee with the defense thing, so... It just means that if you use that ability, then it won't affect a second person, because no one will be within range.
Okay.
But it...
Yeah, I think it'll follow him then. Okay, he's so crushing claw.
It still loses by 2 point... by a single point, so... It will take... 2 minus... How much does it resist?
2.
Oh, did I do... No, I did quick shot because I did rage. So, it'll take only 1 point of damage. Your crab will take 1 point of damage.
Okay.
Alright, 3 is going to do a melee attack, a sneaky strike on Ashton.
Wait, I'm gonna put down my card. Okay, I got my card down.
Alright, I got a 5 of clubs, which plus 3 is
7
8,
of clubs.
Which, you win. God damn, this block.
Let me see. Do I want to do another double slash? It's not... No, because I was kicking myself in the butt for doing double slash. I'm going to do a defense breaker.
What does defense breaker do?
Oh, no, I can't because it's a 7 of clubs. It's not a face card.
It's not a face card.
So it'd have to be another double slash then.
Unless you want to do a basic attack.
Yeah, but either way, you know, it's going to... No, double slash is more damage.
Okay, so you're doing 4 damage to him?
Well, it's a... What is
plus
it called?
Plus 5. So, I mean, plus 1. So, 5 damage.
Well, no. It's a... what is
it's,
a blessing?
It's the blessed seed?
Yeah.
So, then it's critical.
So, 9.
So, 9 points. Okay. 17 minus 9. Help. Okay. Math.
8.
17 minus 9. Yeah, 8.
Cool. Alright, 4 is going to shoot at, it's going to do quick shot at Clara. So, I have mine selected.
I'm not going to defend, but I do have that absorb.
Okay. I got an ace of diamonds, which is of its blessed seed, so it's quadruple damage. But your absorption of what?
Minus 3 to the base damage.
It does fucking nothing.
You
absorb all of the base damage, which makes it 0. Quadruple of 0 is 0. So
wait, does she have any modifiers? Damage?
No.
She like catches it in her teeth and just...
But the effect still goes off, okay? The effect does something.
That's true.
The effect is if it is your turn and you are the attacker, you can immediately perform another quick shot with a minus 1 to the base damage, but without the effect. Okay. So, I can perform another quick shot. So, you don't defend against this one. It's an 8 minus 5.
Yeah,
I don't. So, I still hit, but you have absorption of 3. So, it still does nothing. I don't know why I even did that. All right.
Fucking wrecked.
Okay, the last guy is going to do a quick shot. I wish I would have done this towards Nora. Is going to do a quick shot towards Nora.
Wait, I thought there were only four guys.
There's five. Oh, yeah, there is four.
One we died. Killed the one guy's guy. Dead.
Yeah.
One died.
Yeah. Yeah. One guy's dead.
I'm not used to using paper to mark my fucking enemies, damn it. All right. Here, let me do this. It'll help me understand better. All right. So now it is now Rain's turn.
If only we had a map.
Okay.
Map would just make people want to move around more.
Who is the least hurt looking fucker out here?
Five.
Beyond us.
Five.
Five?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to precision strike him, and that is distance, so I'm not moving. I'm still far off.
Okay. He will quick shot you.
Okay.
All right. I got 8 of diamonds plus 3, which makes that 11 minus 5 is 6.
I have an ace of diamonds.
Okay, yeah, your light is so bright that it makes it hard to see it. But yeah, hey, okay, go for it. That's a quadruple damage, right? Quick shot, I mean.
Yes, because it is the seed and it's my blessed seed.
All right.
And because it's an ace, its effect goes off. So it takes a total of 16 plus 2 damage, so 18 damage.
He's dead.
As she just goes headshot.
Yeah, it's just bop, bop. All right, well, that's the next person is Ashton.
And I'll be right back.
All right. Ashton, it is your turn.
I got meatloaf, guys.
Awesome. You get a mukbang.
Okay, right. Okay, so 3 guys left. Who's blinded?
All 3 of them.
All 3 of them? Yes, of course they are. What to do? I really don't have... I'm not going to tell you what I got.
Yeah, let's not.
Right.
Not like I can strategically do shit, but, you know...
Let's use it again. I'm going to attack. Let's see. This time, I am going to try. Oh no! I could have used that. It's not a self card. Oh no! The effect wouldn't go off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just make this simple. Let's do. It's double slash. I have a 4.
Plus 4. Okay.
2 in total.
And I got a. I'm doing the sneaky strike because it's melee. I got a king of hearts, which is not.
You beat me.
But that is, yeah, I definitely beat you there. So he is going to do 2 points of damage, and you are frightened for 2 scenes.
Okay, so do I take 2 off the top of my deck and toss it away?
No. Frightened just means that you have to make a generic.
No, for the damage.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So I looked it up, by the way, Ruben. Just succeeding it does not cleanse the effect off. It just means that...
It just means you can do something that turn.
You can do something that turn, so...
Gotcha.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right.
I was able to fight through being frightened, and yes. Was able to do something that turn.
All right, so that is Ashton's turn. Now, everyone draw 1 card. It is at the top of the round. If you have no cards in your hand, draw 2. And okay. The enemy are no longer blinded.
Okay.
So.
Right. That one guy is no longer immobilized by me.
Yeah, one guy. Number 2 is no longer immobilized by you. And she's like, oh my god, it feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulder. If only I wasn't bleeding to death!
I'm going to look at the guy that, you know, was just immobilized. He said he's going to be the captain now, and I can't let him have that. So I
can't let him be happy.
I'm going to hit him with Void's Touch 1 more time. I have my card.
Okay. I am going, because you're at range, I'm actually going to attempt to move up to you with Sneaky Strike.
Okay.
So, all right.
Declaring card.
Queen of Spades, which is a critical. And
I got a 9 of diamonds, but because of what you got, I'm going to use my mysterious trait. After seeing your card, I can swap mine out. I'm going to go with this King of Hearts.
Okay.
Bitchin'.
It's a great game.
What's your CT bonus?
My CT is plus 2. So, I'm at 15.
So, 15. Mine's a 12. How is yours a 15?
I need to fix the blur on the card.
So, a king is a 13. That makes you at a 14.
Plus 2.
Oh, plus 2? So, yeah, 15.
Yeah.
I'm at plus 3, so let's see, a 13.
And then I'm going to do a combo.
You're going to do a combo? Okay.
Yes. Because I have a pair of 4s right here, so plus 1 damage.
All right. Well, I can't beat you now, so... Okay.
So he takes 2 times
he's
2
dead.
Because it's a heart, so blessed... Oh, he's dead. Okay.
he
was low.
He's dead.
Yeah, he had 1 HP.
I went all out for no reason.
That's the thing, is that's why I hide the health from you guys for the most part, because I don't want you to be like, alright, I'm not gonna go all out. Alright, well, that's the end of your turn. On to Nora. There's 2 enemies left. One is currently fighting your crab. 3 is currently fighting your crab. It's like, get this crab off of me! What is this thing? Why is it so hostile?
Running is always an option.
He does look down and goes, I don't think so. As the crab like turns and looks at you and just shakes its body. Is a no, like, he's not getting away.
Well,
Mercer's
I can piss the crab off.
All right, Nora.
Can I get both of them in an area?
No, they are at a... Yeah, you can. I forgot what kind of fucking game this was. Yes, you can.
Okay, I'm going... I'm going...
Is this an area, a distance area effect?
No, it's just
then
an
no.
area.
Then no. If, then that okay. means it's an area around the creature and they are a little bit different. A little bit more distance. Area at distance means you can target no matter where the fuck they are.
Okay, then. I'm still gonna do this. It's just not going to be as epic. Mm-mm. But that's okay. Okay, I'm going to run up to the one that my crab is attacking.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to
do... He just looks
do...
over. Jiggle physics!
I'm going to do a combo on it.
Alright.
The arcane explosion. 5 cards of the same suit, but not consecutive.
I would say so, too.
You got
and starting
hearts.
With an ace.
Oh my
shit.
In fact,
oh,
yeah.
What is
nice.
That? What is
that?
That
is my blessed steed.
That's a...
That's a plus five.
That's a plus 5. Ow!
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it's a blessed seed. Okay, so what's the...
Uh-huh.
I'm a
and the primary is an ace,
yeah.
so it's quadrupled.
I can't win.
No. That's times
that
4 damage plus 5.
It hurt my crab, okay? That's not cool.
So just, okay, so what?
It only did 1 damage.
What is the base damage? What is the base damage? Just without quadrupling it.
Let's see. 3.
3, so 6, so...
Plus 3.
So
for my bonus CTs.
No, that's just to hit.
Wait, that's different. You're
so
right.
It's 3, so doubling
it's
6, so 12, and then you add the 5 on top of that, so that's 17 points
damage.
Of damage.
17 damage.
Yeah, what does it look like when you just run up and just... boom!
Mark this bitch.
Like, this is a tremendous amount of energy coming out of you.
Nora's like the cute beast.
This attack
beast
is called
gamer.
Paralyzing Thorn, so there's just going to be like... coming out of my hand that looks like a sword, and I'm just gonna stab him in the heart.
I'm gonna add a little bit to it. As you stab into the heart, suddenly it just erupts in thorns and spikes as he looks like a porcupine just decided to grow large inside of him. As he's just...
I really want to...
I just, like, glance over at Nora.
It's covered in blood. Just drenched. The crab is too, but the crab grabs its claws and just smears it like war paint.
Oh, the crab has four claws, so he's doing quite the cleanup job there.
Oh, he's not cleaning it. He's bathing himself in the blood of his enemies.
Oh, yeah, that tracks. He's gonna go over to the other guy.
Okay.
And use the crushing claw.
By the way, I just want you guys to know this guy had 8 HP that she obliterated. And you're gonna do the crushing claw. Yeah, I can't.
And that is his. That's his thing.
Oh, so he does critical too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is just this what's cute the damage he does?
Tamer girl just obliterating it does four all damage, these
bandits. And then the target is stunned for 2 seconds.
So its base damage is 4.
Uh-huh.
So then it's critical to 8.
Okay.
He's dead.
Okay.
This war crab runs up, grabs him by the legs, pulls him down, walks over to him, grabs the claw to his neck, looks back to Nora, waiting for the nod. Crushes his head off and then just strolls over.
Is that the last one?
That was the last one. They're aww, all dead. And with that, everyone, our first combat is over and our second episode is over with it. Thanks for watching, everyone. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait, bye. Also don't forget merch. Check out our merch and our Patreon and our Ko-fi and all our stuff. If you can't support us financially, please tell people about us. Bye.